This week marks the anniversary of the death of Tycho Brahe on October 24th in 1601. The Danish astronomer whose dying wish to his assistant, Johannes Kepler, was something Kepler couldn't fulfill. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Brahe, like Copernicus before him, did his work before the invention of the telescope, which meant he spent a tremendous amount of time calculating the motions of the heavens based on naked eye observation and striving to join his research with the philosophical and theological thought of the day. This thought was still dominated by the Earth-centered system of Ptolemy, the omnipotence of God, and the unchangeable nature of the starry worlds beyond the moon, as described by Aristotle. In 1576, Brahe was gifted an island and an endowment from the King of Denmark to do his astronomical research, and here he built his Castle of the Heavens, where for 20 years he developed his theory about our planetary system. Brahe described Mercury and Venus orbiting the Sun, and the Sun, like our Moon, orbiting the Earth, with Jupiter and Saturn orbiting it all. This was a departure from the Copernican system that placed the Sun at the center of all planetary orbits. But Brahe hoped Kepler would establish his system as the correct one after his death. And though Kepler tried, his own research led him to ultimately affirm the sun-centered system of Copernicus, so that now, centuries later, we accept a concept about our planetary system that doesn't quite match what we actually see, because we see the sun rise in the east, move overhead, and set in the west, though we accept that it is we who are moving. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.